GNC's Innovative Product of the Year and was also named the number one selling men's vitality product. For a limited time, you can enjoy a complimentary bottle by calling 1-800-900-1198. Nugenix uses a clinically researched key ingredient to invigorate a man's body and increases libido. Enjoy more passion, stronger drive, improved performance. Be more of the man you want to be in the gym and in the bedroom. Tired of your body not performing like you'd like it to? Experience the award-winning breakthrough, Nugenix. Feel like the best man you can be by calling for your complimentary bottle. Nugenix is available at GNC and Vitamin Shop. But to get your complimentary bottle, you must call now. 1-800-900-1198. That's 1-800-900-1198.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
Want to know the secret to success, kid? One thing, the Granger catalog and Granger.com. Okay, that's two things. Oh, and Granger's got mobile apps. Those sure are convenient. Three things to succeed. Hey, and 1-800-GRANGER. I know that number by heart. Four things. There's hundreds of branches, too. Like I said, the one secret to keep this place running smoothly is Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Granger.com, or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Starting tomorrow at Guitar Center Storewide Savings Event, every single new guitar, keyboard, and acoustic drum set is on sale. Exclusives from brands like Gibson, Breedlove, Martin, Pearl, Tama, Yamaha, and Korg. Live sound gear from JBL, QSC, and Mackie. Tomorrow through Sunday, you'll find deals like Fender USA Series electric guitars and basses up to $200 off our everyday guaranteed lowest price. At least 15% off all acoustic drum sets, plus over $2 million in clearance guitars priced below our cost. Guitar Center Storewide Savings Event, tomorrow through Sunday.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I'm excited to tell you how to get just the edge you're looking for as a home buyer. This brand new program is called Mortgage First, and it's exclusively from Quicken Loans. With Mortgage First, we'll underwrite you up front, giving you the upper hand on the competition. To learn more about Mortgage First, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
Restrictions apply. Rate, terms, and conditions may change until final loan approval. This is not an offer to lend. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
Folks, it's Thursday. Thursday's the wide open day. We don't care what you want to talk about. Can we do some research for you, help you answer some questions? What do you need? We're here for you. We're public servants. Now, we haven't done the Burke segment yet, so we're going to see if there's anything there, and then we're going right to the phones. Let me give you the numbers now. 314-969-KTRS, which is 5877. So that would be 969-5877-314. That's the one you want to try first, because that's where most of the lines come in. If that doesn't work, you can't get in, do this one. 888-550-KTRS. Do we have any Burke segment?
I do.
All right. That was the voice of Eon the Peon, the control board operator. Take it away.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I saw this article the other day. It was a list of the state of Utah.
By the way, did you get the thing I sent you to put on the Facebook page?
You know, I did. I saw it. I didn't put it up yet. I saw it on my phone, so I didn't.
But I forgot what it was.
It's that magic video.
Oh, man, you got to put it up.
Yeah,
it's fantastic.
Yeah, it's good. I wanted to find a better version of that. That video quality wasn't great on that one.
Okay.
But,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right. So with these open records laws, the state of Utah, they have to, you can go find out the list of prohibited license plates, people that have you know, put in an application
for it.
Yes.
Because they're dirty.
And so they showed, they have a slideshow here. And so I thought it'd be fun if we could go through some of these. Some of these I can't figure out. So maybe with the help of everybody in the room.
Well, Dan and I are pretty smart. Maybe we'll figure them out.
Yeah.
So you might need a piece of paper.
I got it.
So I'll just write them down.
Got it right here.
I'll read them out and we can all try to figure out. The first one, this is easy. It's BUCKNKD. And that one was denied for obscene.
Buck naked. That shouldn't be. That's not obscene. Buck naked is not obscenity.
In the state of Utah, that one is considered
obscene.
Those
are Utah people.
The next one, R-A-I-S-N-L. And that is considered profane.
R-A-I-S-N-L. Raising hell?
That's it. Yep.
Well, that's
denied.
That's obscene?
Yes. That is considered. All right. This one is, it said it's a sex reference. And so the license plate is DRTYRCE.
Dirty.
I couldn't fit.
Well, dirty rice is a kind of rice, but that's not sexual. Dirty.
Yeah.
DRTYRCE.
Dirty rice.
Dirty. Got me. I don't know.
So I don't know if anybody out there. All right, here, let me see if I can find anything on Google about maybe it's something the kids use that
DRTY. Unless it's throwing us off, and DRTY doesn't stand for dirty, but I don't think it did. Dirty RCE. I don't know. DRTYRCE.
Oh yes, there is a dirty term for it.
There is?
Yes, Urban Dictionary says. I can't really.
Well, you can give us a waltz around it.
Okay. It is a term that means something. It occurs mid coitus when you exit one area.
Okay.
And proceed to
another area.
Yes. And it means the, I can't go any further.
Is it dirty something something entry?
No, it's dirty rice is the term.
Okay, so dirty rice
so
is
you're
an
dirtering.
You're dirtering?
Dirtering.
Dirty. Is that a word, dirtiering?
I don't know.
Dirtying you're making up. Something dirty from the transfer there.
You're dirtying up.
How did the licensed people know that?
They must have to go on the internet and look up these terms.
Well, that's a new one for me.
All right, the next one is G-A-T-E-M-E, and that's considered vulgar.
Gate me?
Yeah.
G-A-T-E-M-E, gate me. What the heck?
Maybe gate means something now.
Man, we're out of it. Gate me.
This
one explain why it's dirty?
No. On the website, they don't go in. This one is.
Wouldn't you think they need to explain to the applicant why he's being turned down?
I don't know if they do. I just think they just have to say it's denied.
G-A-T-E-M-E. Maybe we're off. Maybe it's not gate me. Maybe it's got. I don't know. What's the next one?
Biggins. Biggins was denied because of.
See, that's not obscene.
Biggins.
All right. This is another sex reference. It's W-E-Z-H-M-M-R. So I'm assuming the last part is either hammer or hummer.
It's got to be hummer. W-E-Z-H-M-M-R.
Wheeze hummer?
Wheeze hummer.
Wheeze hummer.
Wheeze. Wow.
And then some are denied for drug references. D-U-B-H-E apparently means something drug-related.
Man, first of all, who makes this stuff up? And then who knows what's dirty and what's not dirty? I don't know. D-U-B-H-E. Doobie?
Doobie. Oh, doobie.
Yeah,
that's
doobie.
It. You got it.
Yeah.
I didn't notice that one.
Yeah,
before.
Doobie's another name for a joint.
Yeah. And then ZROC, that was also denied for drug-related.
ZROC.
Drug reference.
Z-Rock? ZROC.
I know that's a, what is that? That's a type of car, right? Isn't it?
I-Rock.
I-Rock. Okay.
Z-Rock. It must be a reference to cocaine. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, I'll give a couple more here. This was another sex-related one they denied. A-A-W-H-I-Z-Z.
AA.
So AA whiz.
AA. Alcoholics Anonymous urine sample?
Yeah.
I mean, is that... Why is that obscene? That's not obscene.
No, yeah, that can't be it.
A-A-W-H-I-Z-Z. Ah, whiz. A-A whiz.
S-P-R-E-D. That was denied because of a sex reference.
Okay, S-P-R-E-D.
Spread.
Oh, spread.
They denied that
but
one.
That's crazy because it could be in the margarine business, the butter business, or... What the heck?
We have to take into account this is Utah.
Oh, okay, so well, you're right.
A little stricter. Right. This one was denied. Sex reference. BVR, FVR.
Beaver fur.
Beaver fever.
Oh, beaver fever.
That was denied. Okay. This one is vulgar. This is considered vulgar. RLLNTRD.
RLLNTRD.
I can't figure that one out.
R-L-L-N-T.
Roll.
D.
What? Rolling.
Rolling.
Oh, what's it considered vulgar?
Oh, yeah.
Rolling turd? Well, what does Maybe. That mean? But what does that mean?
Rolling turd.
What yeah, rolling you know turd? What?
Well, how some people will say they have a
oh,
like
you
a
know
junker.
What? Hold on. Yeah, it's a car yeah. that's a piece of crap.
Yeah.
So it's a rolling turd.
Yeah.
I think it's funny.
Yeah. I know.
That's denied. This one was profane. S-V-O-L-O-C-H.
S-V-O-L-O-C-H.
So lock.
Considered profane?
Yes.
S-V-O-L-O-C-H.
Svoloch.
Boy, that...
That's a tough one. Yeah, and that's... then this last one, this is considered vulgar. P-B, the number 4, W-E-G-O.
P before we go.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it. Yeah.
And why is that vulgar?
I don't know.
Pee yeah, because everybody says, go pee before we go.
Pee before we go. Well, that's not... Utah is a little too uptight. Yeah.
There's a bunch more. Maybe we'll cover some
remember,
more.
Remember...
Okay. Those are fun to try to yeah. figure out what...
Remember on Seinfeld, Kramer got that one. The proctologist, ass man. That's what so he
that's
got
not
on.
Not too hard to do.
No.
Oh, and I remember seeing one online, too. I don't know if the Florida plates still have it, but they used to have... An orange was in between, you know, they break it up three and three on one side, you know, the letters and numbers. And right. But they had an orange in the middle right. and somebody had A55 and then there was that orange. And then it was RGY and they
ass orgy.
Yes, I saw it.
Because the fives look like an ass.
They didn't know.
OK, I can see where that could get kicked out. Ass orgy.
Wow.
Pretty clever, actually.
Wow.
We're going to break the Burke segment into two parts because these phones are all lit up, yeah. and I don't want these people to have to wait forever. So we're going to talk to Leanna, and then we'll get back to the Burke segment. Leanna, how are you?
Just fine. How about yourself?
I have never been better. How can we help you?
Well, I just happen to hear that you have a talent segment of your show.
Yes, ma'am, we do, man. For several Thursdays now. Thursday has been wide open for people who want talent. It's audible talent. If you're a ventriloquist, we can't accept it because your mouth could be moving. Tap dancing. Shadow puppetry, you know, that can, but if it's audible, what is your talent, Leanna?
I sing.
You sing? And are you yes. a professional singer?
Oh, no.
No. And a little bit about
I have sang at weddings, I mean, for uh-huh. family members.
What part of town do you live in?
I live over in Illinois.
Where in Illinois?
A place called Lenzburg.
Okay, what's your exact address and home phone number? Just kidding. Yeah. Just kidding. Are you married, divorced, happy, miserable, gay, heterosexual? What's the story?
I'm married happily for 33 years.
Okay. Is he happy, you think?
I think so. Mm-hmm. I hope so.
Okay. And you sing, what are you going to sing for us?
I'm going to try and sing Crazy by Patsy Cline.
Oh, Klein. That's a very hard song to sing. And I just
I
saw...
love Patsy Cline.
Have you seen this always Patsy...
Yes.
You saw the show?
I went and seen it
wasn't
back
it,
in April.
Wasn't it great?
Oh, fantastic. I had right in the front row.
Oh,
it
man, I was in the second row, and I thought it was just terrific. Okay, the very tough song to sing. It's all yours. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Leanna singing Crazy, written by Willie Nelson, made famous by Patsy Cline.
Crazy, I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy
Crazy for feeling so blue. I knew you'd love me as long as you wanted, and then someday leave me for somebody new.
All right, now, Leanna, we're going to stop it right there. We've heard enough. If we do the whole song, it'll take forever. We heard enough to know that we will take your phone number. Now, are you aware of the prize package?
I'm really not, no.
It's unbelievable. It's a signed joke CD, signed by me. It is also a harmonica, signed by Dan Strauss, the harmonica master, and a picture of a woman with big boobs, signed by Peon. What a package, huh?
Best prize. Yeah.
Wonderful.
So you never know. You may be a contender. Leanna, thank you so much for calling, and you have a nice voice, and thanks for being on the call.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, Leanna. Mm-hmm. I got a feeling somebody might have told her, hey, they're doing this. She didn't seem to know. It's only been Thursday. If you missed a couple of Thursdays, you wouldn't know. We get Steve in here. Hello, Steve. How are you?
Good, Frank. How are you?
I'm doing great today. What's going on?
Oh, I am AM and PM.
Well, that makes all the difference in a person's life. What's happening?
You bet. I got a joke to tell you, so you better load her up.
Hang on. I'm ready.
All right. There's this country boy. He's walking down the road, and he's walking alongside the road, old country road, and he sees a milkweed sitting in a field.
Yeah, let me get my coat. Pussy willows. Right?
You got it.
Yeah. I've only told it about 30 times. It's a good joke. It's a great joke.
Oh, it is.
All right. Anything else?
No, I don't have any talent. No. I can hear real good. Say something.
Say something.
I don't have that talent. Mine's going. Steve, call any time with a joke. You never know. Maybe you'll get me with one, and I hope you do, because I love a new joke. All right. Thank you, Steve.
All right. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I didn't take the old milkweed buttercup joke. That's a good one. Hello, Scott. How are you?
Oh, comedy's tough.
Yes, it is.
Yes, but I'm aiming the PM, so I'll make it.
And what's going on?
Well, about a week ago, it wasn't something, an automobile incident that I witnessed, but my wife sure did. But we live in that part of western St. Charles County not served by Matheny.
Then it has to be pretty far out west. Where are you?
Wentzville. It's unincorporated. The mailing address is Wentzville, but we're unincorporated.
Well, you check. They might go to Wentzville.
No, I already called.
Okay,
But we did go to that other company that Millhouse. What's his name? Advertised.
I don't mention it. We don't care about it.
But my wife was coming home late from work one night, and I'm surprised it hasn't happened to you. Maybe it has, but. Well, she didn't hit a deer. A deer hit her car.
No, that has happened to me and to my son. The deer literally jumped on the car.
And she didn't hit it. It wasn't like head on. It T-boned. It crossed over and totaled her car.
No, I know exactly what you're talking about. I had a deer hit me in the driver's door. He headbutted my door.
Yep. This is exactly right over the front wheel.
Yeah.
The door, the fender, the hood. And the insurance adjuster was, thank goodness, one, she had her driver's window up, and that he didn't hit the windshield, because it was a buck.
Yeah.
And I wanted to keep it, and she said, I don't ever want to see that deer again.
What would you have done? What would you have done with it?
Oh, I would, you know, cut the head off, had it dressed, mounted it, you know, over the headboard in the bedroom.
Okay. I'd well, again, make a hood ornament out of it. Put a big old deer head up on the hood of your car.
There you go. Yeah. Well, next time.
Right.
Well, there won't be a next time, I hope. But she was pretty shook up over killing a deer that, well, she didn't intend to kill.
Well, killed themselves, a suicidal deer.
It was. So, yeah, that'll shake you up.
All right, Scott. Thank you for the call.
Thanks.
Yeah, that was a weird one. When that happened, that was so weird because... You just, out the side of, like, left peripheral vision, I see this, and the next thing I know, the entire head of the deer hits me in the door, in the driver's door, and, you know, dented the door and didn't knock the window out. And he fell down and like was all goofy and stood up and wobbled and I guess he was okay or he walked off and fell over dead. I don't know. I didn't care. Barb, how are you?
Hi, Frank.
How's it going?
It's going just great. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. What can we do for you?
Well, I wanted to know, did you happen to catch the clip on television of one of the soccer coaches with the World Cup where he was digging in his nose?
No.
Well, they kept the camera on him, and he was leaning against a pole, and he had his whole finger up his nose.
Oh, my goodness.
Clearing out the West Wing.
Now, how do you know it was his whole finger?
Digging and digging, and he finally got what he wanted, I guess, and he started just rolling it between his fingers. And somebody came up, and he just shook hands with the guy.
Oh.
They kept the camera on him while he was doing that? That's funny.
You know, Barb, there's a joke you just reminded me of, and I'd like to tell it to you and see if you think it's funny.
Okay.
Guy comes home from work, and he's got a bandaged up hand, and his wife said, what happens? And he works with some heavy-duty equipment, saws and stuff, and he says, I cut my finger off at work. And she says, oh, my goodness, your whole finger? He goes, no, the one next to it. Now, Barb thinks that's funny, and it is funny. Thank you, Barb.
And I did have a joke for you.
Well, all right, I'm ready. Hang on. Go ahead.
Do you know the joke about the zebra that died?
Where he goes to heaven and wants to know if he's black with white stripes or white with black.
Oh, blow the gun.
Yeah. You can't tell it because it's racist, but it's very funny.
Yes, it is. Yeah. Very funny.
All right, Barb, thank you for calling.
Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye.
I'm already having a good day because of these people that are calling. That's what makes me have a good day. Let me talk to Bob. Hello, Bob. Bob, you got to turn down your radio. Bob, you got to turn down your radio.
Three.
Okay, we're moving on from Bob. And
Jim
we're
has a talent.
Well,
he said he wants to get in the talent.
Yeah, Jim in here. Hello, Jim.
Hello, sir. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you. And you have a talent, I understand?
I do, but first of all, I got to say I am AM and the PM.
Yes, you do. And what I have to do is ask you a couple of questions. What part of town do you live in?
I live in South St. Louis City.
All right. And married, divorced, miserable, happy, gay, straight? What?
I'm married and I'm happy.
Okay. How long have you been married?
I've been married about 7 years.
That would explain why you're still happy. What do you do?
I drive a truck.
Big truck, little truck, local, over the road, in it, all
the time. It's a local truck, sir. It's driving around the city here.
All right, and please don't call me sir, because it makes me feel as old as I really am. What is your talent?
I've got a couple different ones. The first one is it's an impersonation.
All right, and of course, you don't need to tell us who it is, because if it's any good, we'll know who it is.
No, you'll know. It's from a movie. It's a line from a movie.
All right, I can't wait to hear it. Go ahead.
All right, here we go.
I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog, too.
I think that's Danny DeVito.
Wow.
Yes, we know that's the Wicked Witch from The Wizard of Oz.
What was that?
I didn't hear the applause. Well, the mics were on, weren't they?
Yeah, they were on.
Well, we can't control the audience and their reaction. What else do you have, Jim?
I can sing.
All right, what are you going to sing?
I don't know the name of it, but it's from that movie, Dirty Dancing.
Okay, I Had the Time of My Life. Is that the one?
Bill Medley?
I'm not sure.
That's the only song I think
of. Bill Medley and Jennifer Warren?
Well, we're on the edge of our seats. Go right ahead, Jim.
All right, I don't know the whole thing, but I'll do the best
I can. That's right. We only need a minute or so.
Hey, baby.
I don't know.
I want to know, would you be my girl? Hey, baby. I want to know, would you be my girl? Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. When I see you walking down the street, said that's the kind of girl I want to meet. Come on, baby, give me a whirl. I want to know, would you be my girl?
I like that he put in the little background instrumentation.
Hey, baby.
Right. Well, Jim, I think that was better than the witch impression.
Yes.
Hang on and give Dan your phone number, okay? You might win that fantastic prize package.
Okay, Frank, thank you.
Thank you, Jim. And no, shoot, I almost lost him. I saved him. There he is. Wow, now they're, I thought talent was exhausted, the pool, but apparently it's not. I know we have to break, don't we? Shoot, you know what? I have to break. Hang on, folks. If you just be patient, give us a few minutes, we'll break. We'll come back and we'll pick this up. But a lot of people are in pain who don't want to be in pain. We've got to help those people. I can't help. I can help them by sending you to people that can help you, the people in the Associated Physicians Group. Now, this is a group of people. This team is headed up by a guy named Dr. William Tom. He's an MD. He's the medical director, but he has a bunch of really well-trained physical therapists and pain management people, and that's the business they're in. Physical therapy, pain management. If you think this is, well, I don't have to worry about that till I'm 70 years old. No, I've been over there and watched. They have people in their 30s, 20s, 60s, 50s, you name it. Look, people get hurt. People have pain. Sometimes it's an accident or an injury. Sometimes it's an illness. You need therapy and you need pain management. Your other choice is surgery that you may not have actually needed or painkillers for the rest of your life. They have three locations on the east side, O'Fallon, Swansea, and Edwardsville, Illinois. Here's their goal. Get rid of your pain. That's their goal. Get your mobility back. Bring your life back so you feel like doing things again. Lower back, disc, sciatica, neck pain, shoulder, elbow, knee, carpal tunnel, migraine headaches. You get the idea. Now, at those three locations, they offer all just a whole roster of great services. In Missouri, in Creve Coeur behind Bristol's restaurant, they offer one program, but it's a fantastic program, and it's the Alternative to Knee Replacement Program. This is a program that has, honest to goodness, has kept thousands of, I think the number now stands at something like 5,000 people who thought they were going to have knee replacement, were told that they would have to have knee replacement, and because of this terrific program, turns out they didn't, or at least they were able to put it off for a long, long time before it was absolutely necessary. Worth checking into. Everything you need to know is at their website, and it's an easy one. If you can remember APG Pain, then you can remember the website, because the website is apgpain.com.
Meet me.
All right, we've had some huge, huge problems out there, especially in South County. And to add insult to injury, I guess, Bill Cleveland just called in. He was on Lemay Ferry. The traffic lights are out at Lemay Ferry and Mel, and police are out there directing traffic. So it just keeps getting worse and worse, doesn't it, Tim?
That's minor compared to what is going. But thank you, Bill Cleveland. I appreciate that. So you heard that. All right, let's first start with northbound 55 on the Illinois side at Route 4. They've got the highway completely shut down. They're diverting onto Highway 140. You get off at 140, take Route 4, and then just a little bit north of that, you can get back on the highway there. But you've got a two-mile backup there. Now let's talk about the major problem here in St. Louis, South St. Louis County. You've got northbound 55, an accident at 141, and another one at Butler Hill. The highways are completely shut down in both directions. Southbound 270 from Highway 270 all the way down through Highway 141. And also, you can get off at 141. You can get back on 55 from 141. You cannot get off at Richardson by going southbound 55. Northbound 55 drivers, you are closed from Richardson Road up through Highway 270. You must get off at Richardson Road. That has traffic backing up now, approaching Imperial Main. In turn, that is causing problems on all the secondary roads. You've got southbound 270 that's jamming up now from about Big Bend all the way through Highway 55. They are making folks either stay on 255 or get off at the Forder Lemay Ferry exit. North and southbound Lemay Ferry is jammed up all the way down from Highway 55 through Arnold down to Jeffco to Highway 55 again. Telegraph is jammed southbound from about Barracks View down through Herb Road. Then you've got an opening, and then from the Merrimack River Bridge down through Telegraph, another solid jam. Southbound 21, you're pretty well jammed up from Highway 270 to Merrimack Bottom. Highway 30, a solid jam now from Highway 270 down through Highway 141. South 141, you're jammed up Carmen through Highway 44 and from Bowles all the way through Highway 21. Now, we also have problems downtown if you're trying to get into St. Louis. Westbound 5564 is a solid jam approaching the merge with 64 up to the Poplar Street Bridge. And if you are traveling on eastbound / westbound 44, things are jamming up from the McKinley Bridge all the way through the depressed section. And this traffic report is brought to you by Mazda. Your commute is full of choices, and here are two award winners to choose from. The Mazda 3 and Mazda 6 are each a Car and Driver 10 Best. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hi, I'm Martin Kilcoyne. Informed, smart, balanced, entertaining, and raised in Missouri. It's Jim Bohannon Overnights, starting Monday on the Big 550 KTRS.
an accident puts you in the hospital, your paychecks may stop coming, but all your monthly bills, who's going to put them on hold? If you're not working and not getting paid, you could end up owing thousands of dollars. Accidents do happen all the time. That's why Physicians Mutual Insurance Company offers accident coverage to help you get the cash you need if an accident puts you in the hospital. See how easy it is to get help paying the bills with a free instant quote, 1-800-600-3960. Nobody thinks they're going to end up in the hospital because of a serious accident, but people do every day with no way to pay their bills. You don't want that to happen to you and your family, do you? Of course not. So take a minute and see just how inexpensive this accident coverage is. Seriously, you might be surprised at how little it can cost. Call now for your free instant quote, 1-800-600-3960. That's 1-800-600-3960.
Honey, we need to talk.
Uh-oh.
This kitchen's got to go.
Why? What do you mean?
The cabinets are old, the tile's cracked, the chip formica countertop with that metal edge that snags everything.
But I just...
And it's too small.
But sweetie, I called Callier & Thompson Kitchens & Baths yesterday. They'll be out this afternoon.
Oh.
Callier & Thompson Kitchens & Baths. They're famous for return phone calls, itemized estimates, and employees who show up when they're supposed to. Be it a large or small project, Callier & Thompson offers the highest quality and professionalism in the business. With more certified kitchen and bath designers on staff than any other firm in the area, their designers are on the leading edge of industry trends. Callier & Thompson, next to Uncle Bill's on Manchester Road, just east of 141, can help you reclaim your space.
I'm glad we had this little talk. Now about your man cave.
But
call Callier & Thompson Kitchens & Baths for a free estimate. 636-391-9099. That's 636-391-9099. View their portfolio at CallierandThompson.com.
It's the season that we're starting to turn on our air conditioner, and you want your air conditioner running at peak performance. Regardless of the make, regardless of the model, and regardless of how long you've had it, can I recommend Gelmish & Sons coming out and giving you a thorough update? At Gelmish & Sons, they will come out and they'll make sure your air conditioner is working in peak condition to save you as much as you can on your energy bills. But maybe, just maybe, you want to think about replacing your air conditioner or your heater. You got about a good 15 years out of your air conditioner and maybe 20 years. At Gelmish & Sons, they will install a brand new full Lennox system air conditioner and heater for $2,695. That's $2,695 installed. Gelmish & Sons is the premier Lennox dealer. They've earned that due to their superior service in St. Louis since 1950. One company, one family, one mission, and that's quality heating and cooling. Gelmish & Sons, 314-993-1110. Or GelmishandSons.com.
Hi, you guys. Do you find yourself sneezing and sniffling? Of course, it's allergy season. So who do you call? Spectrum Cleaning and Restoration, 636-680-5555. Yes, they've been in the St. Louis community for almost 30 years, and they're known for carpet cleaning. But Spectrum also does area rub cleaning, home allergy relief. They clean your ducts. They clean your mattresses. And they even do upholstery cleaning. And they're known for their carpet cleaning. You know, you have kids and dogs, they drag in all kinds of stuff. But you don't want to sniff and sneeze in your house, so let Spectrum Cleaning and Restoration come and make your house nice and fresh and clean. 636-680-5555. And here's a deal you just can't pass up. Get three rooms and a hall clean for just $99. That's less than $100. SpectrumClean.com. 636-680-5555.
Growing grass is not as easy as it looks. You need sod specifically grown for our climate. At Roger Schrader Sod Farm in Hazelwood, they've been doing that since 1984. You'll find beautiful fescue sod, cut to order to complete any job. Call 739-6392 or go to SchraderSodFarm.com or just walk in, because their family-friendly staff will be there to serve you. And what's more, Roger Schrader Sod Farm is now accepting organic yard waste for composting. Roger Schrader Sod Farm in Hazelwood, simply enriching the earth.
Years ago, the backyard included grass and aluminum chairs. Now, it's a grand living space that extends from your home. Earthworks offers many natural stone products to customize your yard, like outdoor fireplaces and pits, kitchens and bars, countertops, pavers, retaining walls, and more. Indoors, you can add stone accents like fireplace surrounds and accessories. Earthworks has two locations, on North Highway 51 in Perryville and on Baxter Road in Chesterfield. Online at earthworksstone.net. Earthworks, the natural stone and brick experts.
Hi, Terry Hall here. When you're selling a home, there's a lot of information that goes into the pricing of that home. You need to know what's on the market, what sold, what didn't sell, how long did it take to sell, what kind of condition they were in. You need a CMA. You want to know the value of a home? There's no obligation. You just call me, your real estate expert. 314-220-0524. That's 314-220-0524. You'll be glad you did. You'll get great information.
All right, we're trying to get everything worked out here. Folks, I'm sorry. This is such an unprofessional operation. Apparently down south, there's just a gigantic traffic gridlock down there because of this thing on 55.
There was a three-alarm tractor-trailer fire on Highway 55 between Butler Hill and 270. And then beyond that, there was an accident. There was an accident, and there was a fatality around Lindbergh. So they have the ramps to Lindbergh completely closed off.
We have somebody who's in the middle of all this. In fact,
Bill Cleveland is in the middle of it. Tim Weiland is probably listening and could probably jump in here, too, with some other information on it. But I just got off the phone with some guy during the break, and he said a friend of his on Telegraph Road, they're trying to get into Arnold, and it takes probably less than 5 minutes to get from the point where he said he was on Becker Road up to Jeffco Boulevard. Less than 5 minutes to get to that point. He said he's been there for an hour and a half.
Andy, do you realize what you just did?
What?
I said we have someone who's in the... Bill Cleveland! Bill Cleveland's in the middle of it! I was going to say we have someone, his name is Bill Cleveland, and this traffic is the reason he won't be able to do his segment, but you just kind of, you jumped in and covered me up. That's okay.
Oh, sorry about that. I just started getting
excited about it.
In spite of things like that, I want you to know we still think you are the worst at what you do.
Thank you.
Bill Cleveland is in the middle of this mess. He can't do his segment because of it. Bill, where are you now?
You know, I almost don't even want to go on after all that.
Where are you now?
So I just made it to my destination. I'm actually headed to, unfortunately, a funeral this afternoon. I was supposed to be here at 4 o'clock, so I left my house. It should have taken me maybe 15 minutes from where I live.
Right.
I have been in the car. I just got here for an hour and 20 minutes.
And
South County.
And where?
I went from Sappington Road, Sappington and Lindbergh, all the way down to Lee May Ferry, and I'm almost getting close to where 55. It's the cutest funeral home, believable. And the heat is not helping matters.
So this just isn't affecting 55. This is all the people
the
trying to get to.
Everywhere. Yeah. And these poor, I feel so bad. There's police officers up and down Lee May Ferry Road directing traffic. They have the red lights, but they're just waving everybody through just to keep people moving. And moron here, I thought, hey, I know what I'll do. I'll cut through the South County Shopping Center and cut myself off a few minutes, right, instead of waiting at Lindbergh. And don't do that. Now the South County Shopping Center is totally booked with people. I mean, I have never seen so many people in there.
Wow.
Wrapped around the outer road there, thinking, I guess, also that they're going to save some time. It is unreal.
So where would you tell people to avoid?
Stay home.
Just don't go to South County.
Yeah, South County.
I mean, I don't know how you could possibly get around it.
This was caused by a truck that what happened?
A truck caught on fire, and it was a three alarm fire, and then it kept reigniting.
Wow.
And then there was an accident with a fatality.
All right. Well, this show's not going to be worth listening to because Bill can't do his segment now.
Yeah.
I know. I really do feel bad about
weather that storm. All right, Bill. Thank you for the report. And
I could tell you it's brought to you by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company.
Yes, it is. Laclede Cab. The app is STL Taxi. It's free. Download it, Bill. Thank you.
You got it. See you. Bye.
Stuck in traffic, Bill Cleveland. And now it's time for the outdoor segment. Boy, do I get so much emails. It's the greatest outdoor segment they've ever heard. Brought to you by Pistols Plus in Osage Beach, Missouri. I may run into you there this weekend. Well, let's talk about the outdoors, shall we? It is hot outside, huh?
Well,
as Robin Williams said in Good Morning Vietnam, it's crotch pot hot. I never did really understand what that meant, but it's funny anyway. So if you don't have to be out in the heat, and you know what they say, dress in layers. Yep. Dress in layers and drink plenty of alcohol if you're going to be out in the heat. And that just about wraps it up. Go outdoors, and I need one of those Casey Kasem things, like keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars. So I need to say something like, so let's see. So get out of those doldrums and get outside.
Hey.
For now, that'll do.
Is Tim Weil in there? Because Tim could explain more about what's going on, because it starts.
I think he's in the middle of the Pistols Plus. I'm right in the middle of a sponsored Pistols Plus. Oh, it's too late now. You've ruined it. Tim, you are there.
I'm here.
Give us your assessment of this, and then I'll tell everybody what's going on at Pistols Plus.
Now, wait. I was out of the room, and then I came in, and I heard you say, is Tim Weil there?
Well, we had Cleveland on, and he just said that what was supposed to be a 15-minute trip for him to go to a service for a friend's mom or something at a funeral has turned into like an hour and a half in the car, and he said basically most of South County is just a mess.
It is. And I'm going to try to shorten these reports a little bit more. There's no alternate route in South County. There's none, because Highway 55 is shut down in both directions, and there's no alternate route. Every alternate route is just solidly jammed. And we're talking Lee May Ferry, 21, Highway 30, 141, Union, the Telegraph. You can't even get through subdivision roads. Mattis Road. Everything down in that South County area is total gridlock.
So if you're getting off work at 5 o'clock and don't head home, just go somewhere real close where you can walk over and get a nice cold drink and sit there and talk with your buddies for an hour or so.
Well, we've got a pilot that's out in the foyer there, and he said, yeah, I'm waiting on some passengers, and I just got a text saying that they're running late, and I said, where are they? And they told me. I said, yeah, you're going to be waiting for quite a while, because there's no way to get around this, none.
Oh yeah, I'm looking
at off on one way.
Google Maps. They have like a traffic layer. You can see the entire South County area is just red. It's red everywhere.
My goodness.
Yeah, I'm sorry to say, I'd like to give an alternate route. There are none.
I've never seen anything like this over one incident on 55.
But it was a three-alarm fire, right, Tim?
So what?
There was a fatality on northbound 55 at 141, and then there was a hazardous waste and fire at Butler Hill. So you've got two areas where they're completely shut down, and it's going to and then they've shut southbound 55 down because of the hazardous waste thing. So it's just a nightmare. I haven't seen it like this in all the years I've been doing traffic. Nothing like this.
Well, we wanted to confirm it because Cleveland's not a professional traffic person.
No.
And you are. So now,
and when he said that he was at Lee May Ferry and Forder, and he's probably either going to the Cudas up the street or around that
that's
area.
That's where he said he's going.
And he might be getting there by now. I don't know, but it's bumper to bumper. Right. Sorry to say that, Bill, but that's what it is.
All right, Tim, thank you.
You're welcome.
The one and only Tim Weil.
Yeah.
So here's the deal. Pistols Plus last weekend, and then this weekend, it was two weekends in a row and all of last week. This is a really, really slick promotion that's being put on by the folks at Springfield Armory. Springfield Armory makes guns, and they make some fine guns. So essentially, here's the deal. This weekend, if you can go early, go today, for goodness sakes. You get there tomorrow, Pistols Plus. For $10, you'll get to shoot 20 rounds. You will have 10 rounds through one of the handguns that they're promoting, and then 10 from any of the rental Springfield Armory guns that they have at Pistols Plus. That's a terrific opportunity and a great price to go to the shooting range downstairs and fire these weapons. It's a terrific store. And again, 10 bucks, 20 rounds, two different handguns you'll be shooting. And this goes through the 21st, today's the 19th, through Saturday, I guess. Let me give you the hours of the shooting range at Pistols Plus. Monday through Saturday, it is 9 to 4:30. And then Sunday, it's 10 to 2:30. So if you're heading down to the lake, something that mom could do, dad could do, I don't know what the minimum is, 18, I think, to fire. Weapon, but they have very good people that know what they're doing. And I'll give you an excuse and an opportunity, if you've never been in Pistols Plus, to go in and see what this place is all about. An unbelievable selection of handguns and accessories, and, of course, long guns, rifles, shotguns, a terrific archery department. I've loved this place for a long, long time. Been going in there for many, many, many years. And many weekends, I run into AM and the PM people from St. Louis. So if you see me in there and you know who I am, please say hello. And have a great time this weekend at Pistols Plus in the heart of Osage Beach, right across from Staples. Oh, these are the same people that own the Chickie's restaurant, too. If you're heading into the lake about a mile before the exit that takes you across the dam, on the right next to a big red barn, there's Chickie's, the restaurant, under new management, better than it ever was before. If you had a bad experience, forget all of that. Got somebody in there who knows what she's doing now. It's, you know, chicken livers and chicken strips and cold beer, and it's just, you'll like it. You'll like it, and you'll like Pistols Plus. So that's it. We thank her for sponsoring the outdoor segment. I got to figure out how to put that segment together and not spend so much time preparing it. Time at that. All right, let's talk about AT&T U-verse, and we'll break, get some news, and get a joke. A great joke that I was reminded of as I was at the dentist office today, Balanced Dental Care. On August 14th, you're going to be able to pick up the SEC channel, a channel dedicated to the Southeastern Conference college sports. But you're not going to get it with just every provider. If you have cable, you're not going to get it. But if you have AT&T U-verse, you're going to get it. AT&T U-verse is something I would love to have, but I've told you before, I checked and checked and checked. I can't get it. They don't run it where I am because I'm not in a real neighborhood. They don't string this fiber optic stuff out from, you know, one hermit who lives in the woods. But most of you can get it, and you should really take a look into this. For more reasons than just the SEC channel, but this is what we'll be talking about here. August 14th, on the air, SEC channel. Access it anywhere with the U-verse app. You don't have to be at the TV. You can be outside. You can be on the screened-in porch. You can be on the deck. Whatever. And there's a home DVR that records up to four shows at once, so you can keep up with all the other stuff while you're watching the SEC network. And by the way, on that network, you're talking about, in the course of a season, a year, 1,000 exclusive live sporting events, college events, including 45 football games. Now, when you go to frankopinion.com, click on sponsors, and the phone number and the link online is there to take you right to AT&T. And check into this. It's a great deal. The great carrier, AT&T U-verse. It's 5 o'clock at the Big 550.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. The VA's rear end is not only in gear, but veterans by the thousands are getting appointments for medical care.